most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night. Do you want to be a billionaire so freaking bad? Well, you know, the Mega Millions was $640 million ridiculous dollars, and there were three winners. Stay tuned because we've got an interesting person coming on tonight, actually one of the winners, so we want you to stay with us. But before that, we're going to talk to someone who has just – he knows about the lotto, everyone. Before we get there, I want to say big shout-out to appsbar.com, appsbar.com. I have my own app now on Android phone, so I want you all to go there right now so you can get it, the Max Tucci app. It's free, and so is the LA Talk Radio app. So we hope you get your apps, everybody, because they're a lot of fun. Speaking of apps, we're going to have AppsBar on. Y'all need to have your own app. You don't have to be a billionaire or a millionaire to get it, because at AppsBar.com, they're free. But let's talk to our next guest, our first guest, Richard Lustig. He's the world's only seven-time lottery game grand prize winner. In addition to his seven grand prizes, he has won dozens of small prizes for net winnings in the millions. Check that out. Well, he's learned his book. You guys got to get the book. Learn how to increase your chances of winning the lottery. It's on Amazon.com, and it's a bestseller. And he's been all over the place recently on Good Morning America. That's where we found him. And we're just so glad that he's here because he's also been on Ripley's Believe It or Not. So believe it or not, he has won the lottery seven times. Richard, welcome to Max and Friends, and tell us how we are going to win the lotto.
Good evening, Max. How are you this evening, first of all?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you? Can you believe this lotto? First of all, $640 million that three people won?
It was totally insane this whole week, Max. I mean, when nobody won Tuesday night and it was reaching a record high and nobody won the next day, it just went insane and it grew so quickly in 3 days. It was out of control.
Now, how did it grow that quickly?
Because, you know, in a normal situation, you have regular lottery players, people that play regularly or people that play semi-regularly, but you have people out there that are not players at all. And what they'll do is, and I'll never understand the philosophy behind this at all, but they'll decide to play only when it gets really big. It's like, okay, the lottery is normally $10 million, but they wait till it gets to $100 million. Oh, excuse me, $10 million isn't enough, you know? Mm-hmm. But so everybody in their aunt and uncle, people came out of the woodworks because this lottery jackpot was just enormous. So you had millions of people buying tickets that don't normally do. So that, therefore, it made the lottery jackpot just soar.
Now, did you play the lotto?
Of course I did.
Well, tell us how, you know, you got this book out. And, of course, everyone, go to winninglotterymethod.com. Get the book because it's a lot of fun because you're going to learn how to increase your chances of winning lottery. How do we increase our chances?
Oh, gosh, Max, there's so many things in my book that help people increase their chances. It's a lot to go through in an interview, but I do have some standard tips that I like to give out. The first and most important thing, which I was heavily preaching this week because of that Mega Millions jackpot, I tell people this all the time, though. Set a budget. This is extremely important. Don't get what's called lottery fever. Don't spend grocery money. Don't spend rent money. Don't worry about how much Joe Blow down the street is spending, or don't worry how much Richard Lustig is spending. Maybe they can afford more than you. The most important thing is to set a budget, stay in your budget, and this way you don't get yourself in financial trouble trying to win. The second thing that I try to tell people in interviews is, Max, there's two types of games. There's ball games like the Mega Millions that was filling the air this week, and scratch ticket games. So let's talk about ball games for just a minute. Max, people are primarily lazy, and what they do is they have a tendency to take the lazy way out. They go up to the clerk in the store, and they say, here's a couple of bucks, give me a couple of tickets for tonight's drawing, and the computer punches out a couple of sets of numbers for them. This is what's called a quick pick, Max. I tell people all the time, do not play quick picks. And the first thing that people say is, what do you mean don't play quick picks? I always play quick picks. Have you won yet? Now, I mean, it's true. Now, have people won playing quick picks? Yes, they have. In fact, there's statistics out there that show more people have won playing quick picks than have playing their own numbers. But what the statistics don't tell the public is there's millions of more people that have lost playing quick picks than the ones that have played by their own numbers. So the meat of my method teaches people how to increase their chances of winning. You never increase your chances of winning when you buy a quick pick, because every time you do, you're getting a new set of numbers. So your odds are always going to be at whatever the worst is for that particular game. As in Mega Millions, the odds of winning were 1 in 175 million.
Yeah.
But when you play your own numbers regularly, the more you continue to play those numbers, your odds actually get better and better with every draw. Now, let's talk about the scratch tickets, because this is a black and white, and your listeners, I hope they got a pen and paper handy or a good memory, because this is going to be a very black and white tip I'm going to give them right now that they can use.
And you know what? If not, you guys don't have to worry, because it's going to be an archive tomorrow. But tell us what the black and white tip is.
There you go. All right. So here again, people go to the counter, and I see this all the time, and they look at the display of all these scratch tickets, and they say to the clerk, let me see here. Well, let me have a couple of those. And, you got bingo. I like bingo. Let me have a few of those. And, hey, I like the colors on that ticket right there, so let me have a couple of those. Again, folks, one of the worst things in the world you can do. You might as well put on a blindfold, take a loaded gun, and try to hit the target. It's not going to happen. So here's what you do. Referring back to tip number one about setting a budget. So let's say for this example, your budget's $100. And again, Max, this works if you only have a $10 budget or even a $1,000 budget. It doesn't matter. It works no matter what your budget is. But for this example, we'll say $100. So you take that $100, you divide it by 10. Now, scratch tickets come in all denominations, $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever. So you're going to take that $100, you're going to divide it by 10, and what you're going to do is you're going to buy 10 $10 scratch tickets. But here's the tip, folks. Don't spread it out over three or four games. Pick one of the $10 games and buy 10 tickets in a row of the same game. When you do this, almost every single time you do this, you're going to find a winning ticket in there. Most of the times, two, and sometimes even three or four winning tickets in that stretch of 10 tickets in a row. You just increased your chances of winning. Now, what people will say, well, Richard, you know, I went to the store, I was going to follow your method, and I had my $100, and I was going to buy 10 $10 tickets in a row. But when I got to the counter, they had four different $10 scratch tickets I could buy. How do I know which one to play? That's in my book.
And the website to get your book is winninglotterymethod.com. Now, Richard, what was the least amount that you've won in the lotto?
Well, now, when you're using the word lotto, you're kind of using that as a generic word because there's all kinds of lottery games, scratch tickets and ball games, whatever.
The least amount, besides not like a dollar, but, you know, the big amounts.
Oh, out of the big amounts? Out of the big amounts, I think the least one I won was $7,000 or $8,000. It was a trip for two to Graceland and Elvis's Graceland and the museum and the hotel and spending money and everything like that. But I've won some substantial ones too. My last one was 98,000 and change. The one before that was 70-something thousand and change. And the one before that was 842,000 and change. Just those three alone are over $1 million. Now, you know, when people research me and check me out, you know, everybody has been able to find out that, yes, I really have won 7 lottery game grand prizes. But also in Florida, if you have a winning ticket that's less than $600, you take it to the clerk and they'll pay you. But if it's $600 or more, you have to go to the lottery offices to cash it in. And, Max, I have been to the lottery offices an amazing 23 times.
Wow.
With winning tickets that were too large for the merchants to pay.
That's fantastic. You know, I've got to tell you, Richard, I was a little bit pissed off because I was playing my numbers, right, for the longest time. You know, it was only quick. It was three, right, play three. Playing. The one Sunday night, I got stuck in traffic on my way to the studio, and I couldn't play.
They
came up.
You know, that's Murphy's Law, and that's one of the things I tell people. You know, it's not just doing – you have to do everything in the method, not just part of it. And one of the parts of the method is you've got to be consistent. You've got to play all the time. So that's why it's important also to set a budget, because you've got to make sure that you can afford to spend that money all the time.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could have won the lotto so I could afford to build my own highway so I could stop that traffic.
Hey Max, if you had won that, if you had been one of those winners in that Mega Millions, you and I wouldn't even be talking. You'd be on your way to a South Sea Island somewhere.
Actually, you know what? Someone asked me that, and the question has been spread around. If you had won, speaking of, if you had won that 640, what would be the first thing you would have done?
The first thing I would have done was called my wife.
Well, you know, there's that joke. The man wins the lotto and says to his wife, he gets home, he goes, "Honey, I won the lotto. Pack your bags." She goes, "Where are we going?" Just get the hell out. But, you know, the best answer that I got collectively from listeners and friends and pals and tweeters and all this everything was a friend of mine said that he was going to buy himself a bank. There's a bank here in Boca Raton, Florida for sale. He said, "I'm going to go to the bank, buy the bank, and just call it my bank, and then buy gold." I said, "All right."
Is that what you're based out of, Boca Raton?
Yeah, I'm here in Boca, yeah.
Oh, because I used to live in Palm Beach for many years, so I'm very familiar with that.
Yes, pardon? The show is out in L.A., but I'm here in Florida. I choose to live here. I love it here. Love the weather.
Yeah.
Good time. But yes, I said, I'm going to buy a bank. So I said, all right, you go buy your bank.
here's the first thing I tell people, because, you know, you hear these horror stories about people who have won big jackpots and a year or two later they're bankrupt. See, what the reason behind that is because someone wins this huge amount of money, Max, and they've never had that kind of money in their life. So they go crazy with it, and they spend it on all kinds of stuff. And what they don't know is, first of all, number one, when you get your check from the lottery people, they've taken taxes out of your money. But they don't take enough. They only take 28%. And depending on how much you won, you could fall into a 40% tax bracket. So then what happens is, come April 15th, good old Uncle Sam says, well, wait a minute here. You owe us another $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, and these people went and spent all that money. So here's what I tell people all the time. The very first thing you do is get yourself a good accountant, a good lawyer, and a good financial planner, or all three, and make sure they are respectable and reliable people, because there's a lot of people that aren't. And they will help you figure out what's the best way to do things with that money. You should pay off your bills, you know, your mortgage, your loans, whatever, your credit cards. Put money away for the future in some sort of a financial plan to secure your financial future, and then go and buy the talking car.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then buy your mama a house, and then go fix the roof on the church.
We enjoy the money I've won. I mean, I drive a Harley. I drive a Jaguar. I bought my teenage son his first car. He's got a Beamer. We live in a big fancy house. But we took care of the bills, and we put away money for our future. So we took care of business first. Then we went out and splurged and bought the toys.
And that's how you do it, right, Richard?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, listen,
Max,
it's been a pleasure having you on. Everyone, go get winninglotterymethod.com. All you need is a dollar and GM, and you got to be in it to win it, right, Richard?
Absolutely, Max.
Well, have a great night. Thanks for being on. And the next time the lotto goes over $700 million, we're going to have you back on the show a week before so everyone gets the tips on how to win.
That sounds like a plan, Max. Thanks for having me on, and you have a good night.
Likewise, Richard. Everyone, it's winninglotterymethod.com. Go check out Richard and go to amazon.com and get the book. Learn how to increase your chances of winning the lottery. Talk to you soon, Richard. All right. Well, you know what, everyone? Not everyone is a winner when it comes to the lotto. We've done some research here on Max and Friends at LA Talk Radio, and there's a guy named Andrew Jackson Whitaker. In 2002, he won $314 million. At then, it was the largest in history, and Jackson watched his life turn into shambles after his enormous winning. Whitaker was robbed several times, including once for $500,000 after leaving a swanky strip club. Things got even worse at Whitaker's home because he became a heavy drinker and eventually divorced his wife. Then, everyone, there was – this just blows my mind. Jeffrey Dampier in 2005 won $20 million. It's common knowledge that nobody likes their in-laws, but Jeffrey Dampier's sister-in-law took it to a whole new level when she kidnapped and murdered Dampier in hopes of claiming his winnings. Can you believe how crazy this is? Then there's another one. Kenneth Parker in 2003 won $25 million. Not long after winning the lottery, Kenneth and his wife, Connie, filed for divorce after 16 years of marriage. This might be the first time in history that money turned a woman off. Well, Google them, everyone, because there's like this 13 list of 13 lottery winners who lost everything. It's incredible. Speaking of that, we've got a next guest of mine here tonight who's going to give us another side of the lotto. Joshua Peck is a senior public relations executive in Philadelphia. He was a journalist for the Gantt newspapers. He covered the lottery as part of his reportage and wrote a great article about the negative elements of what he calls lottery culture. Welcome to my show, Joshua, and tell us about lottery culture.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be on. You can hear me okay, I assume?
Absolutely. You are live on the air.
Well, lottery culture is the notion that people have that they have some kind of realistic chance of winning. I know they say a dollar and a dream and all that, but what I realized covering counties in upstate New York was that people really don't understand the extremely slim chances they have of winning, and yet they carry around this idea, some of them, and this was the saddest part to me. I remember speaking to a woman online. I never will forget. It was a big jackpot, and she said, "It's my time. I've been doing good things for other people all my life, and now it's my turn." And, of course, she didn't win. In fact, I never met a winner covering it. But I would talk to people about these huge numbers that they would hear, and it was clear to me that maybe because of the large problem that we have learning math in America, nobody seemed to really understand what these figures were. So I had some fun with it. I like playing with numbers, though I'm not a mathematician, and I came up with some examples of just how low your odds are. Do you mind if I go on and
absolutely
give
go
you some
on
examples? Think of a period of 66,000 years, longer than anybody's ever been alive. 66,000 years ago, our ancestors were not in very good shape. Pick one day in that 66,000-year period. That is your chance of scoring on a 1 in 176 million chance lottery, which is about what we just saw. Let me give you another example, this one in terms of length. In fact, we're in the March Madness season. Think of a trip to the moon. Take basketball players. I'm picking tall men, 7 foot, 1 inch tall. Line those basketball players up, head to foot, all the way to the moon, from the center of the earth to the center of the moon. And picking the right one out of that chain of basketball players is about the same as your chance of having won this last lottery. The fact that somebody won, in fact, three people won, doesn't change the fact that your opportunity, any given individual, should not get the idea that he or she really has a chance because of those infinitesimal odds. And that was my point, that people carry around this hope. And if it were just harmless fun and it didn't make any impact on the rest of their lives, I guess I would say, sure, it's a good thing to do. Why not introduce a little fun? But from what I see, and this is where I get back to the lottery culture idea, I think people were substituting this hope for other things that they might work on, think about, some realistic endeavor that they might have to better their situation financially or in other ways.
Well, you know, I just think the whole thing is, you know, there's always the 50-50, you know, and that's why I wanted to have you on tonight, because there's everyone out there that says, I don't know if it's really possible. But you know what? The bottom line is you got to be in it to win it. And all it really does take is a dollar and a dream. Don't you agree?
I do not. I do not.
You don't.
I think it takes more out of you than that. It takes more than a dollar. I think of, you know, people have these crazy ideas about how to build something new or maybe starting a store, a used bookstore, something where there isn't one, and saying, nah, it'll never work. But almost without exception, that entrepreneurial idea that they might have to start something in America, which after all is a land of opportunity, almost any idea you would have to start something new and sweat for it, as opposed to just pay a dollar for this hopeless puff of smoke, would be a better investment of your time and your energy. So it doesn't make sense to me to go around with that dollar in a dream idea, because the fact is your chances of getting there are the same as picking the right item out of five, not one, but five libraries of Congress, where there were a total of 176 million items. Do you think you could pick the right one, the one I have in mind right now? I don't think your chances are too good, and I think you'd be a fool to give me a dollar to take that guess.
But if I got the guess right, then I'm going to go and be a psychic and give everyone the winning numbers.
There you go.
All right, my friend. Well, I thank you for being here and giving us another perspective of the lottery, the $640 million that three people have won. And on the next break we have coming on, we got a song coming up, everyone. We've got one of the winners here. So, Joshua, thank you so much for being on Max and Friends, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you, and to you as well.
Good night. All right, everyone. I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. Let's hit it, Ronan, and let's get my lottery winner from the Mega Millions, $640 million. Hey, if you're all in New York, remember, this is Yolanda Vega, and you are watching the New York Lotto. This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Stand by. We're going to get the Mega Million lottery winner up in just a second. Hit it, Ronan.
I want to be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city.
Show like Oprah, I would be the host of everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, yeah, let me have this. And last but not least, grants about any last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina here, and damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back, everyone. Well, we've got one of the winners of the Mega Million in the house tonight. We've got Roshanda from Maryland, who is one of the three amazing winners of this $640 million that was won. How you doing, Roshanda? And welcome to Max and Friends.
How are you?
I'm so glad that you're giving us the exclusive. You could have gone anywhere, and we are so glad you're here. What are you going to do with this money?
I'm going to give one all the listeners $1 million.
You can go home. Well, we're so glad you're here. Roshanda, how did you pick these numbers?
You know, I don't even know. I just, you know, me and my family all sat down and everybody gave me a number.
And it just worked like that?
And it just worked like that.
Now, when have you spoken to the lottery people? Like, when are you getting your check, and when are you going to start going on national news and everything?
Well, you know, I'm trying to keep myself, you know, kind of out of the spotlight right now. I'm actually, you know, a few people are actually, this actually came at the right time, because I owe somebody about $500 million. So I don't want them to know I won, because they're probably going to want all of it right away.
Well, this
yeah,
is
I don't
crazy.
Know.
Now, seriously, what was the first thing, when you saw that you won, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
Oh my God. One, I shit it and pissed on myself. That's the God's honest truth. Okay. So the first thing that went to my mind is I have to change. And then, I mean, I'm still in shock. I guess I'm not going to believe it until I really receive my money. And, like, they're going to have to send it soon because I kind of wiped out my bank account.
Well, listen, what is the first thing you want to buy for yourself?
I'm going, probably a pound of weed. I'm a heavy marijuana smoker. Heavy marijuana smoker.
I hope you live in Colorado. You're gonna have to move from Maryland to Colorado or California.
I live in Maryland.
I know, but you're gonna have to move because your ass is gonna get arrested.
I got $5 million I can get out.
All right. You could post your own bail. Well, speaking of getting arrested, you know, we've got the girls from CSI Miami coming on next, Roshonda. So I just want to thank you for being here. Tell everyone you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
I'm listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday, 11 p.m.
And you know what, everyone? Roshonda is one of my best friends, Beverly, and we just got to tell you right now that you've been pumped. April Fool's, everybody.
All
right, Bev, listen, I love you. You know I had to get my peoples on April Fool's Day, so I'm glad you were part of the show.
I love you too, baby. Have fun tonight.
All right, we got the girls actually coming on right now from CSI Miami, and I've got a million tweets that I got to get to. So everyone stay tuned because the song we're going to play now is Should I Stay or Should I Go? Because that's what we're trying to figure out what's going on with CSI Miami. Should they stay or should they go? And then when we're back, Emily Proctor and Eva LaRue on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. Happy April Fools, everybody.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me. Decision and molester. If you don't want me, set me free. Set me free. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. I go now. If I go, there will be.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. And we've got Emily Proctor and Eva LaRue here. So hit it, Ronan. This is Max and Friends. Welcome back, Emily Proctor and Eva LaRue.
Hello, Tucci and Eva LaRue.
Hello, Em and Max Tucci.
Hello, Eva LaRue. Hello, Max.
Eva's
I'm with you. Where are you right now? Are you in? Are you back east?
No, not yet. I'm in LA. I'm sitting in my office.
And Eva LaRue, where are you?
Well, I'm in Mexico. I'm in Cabo San Lucas.
And, you know,
is it as windy there as it is here? It is crazy windy here.
No, it's super warm down here. Yeah, we got out. When I left, it was raining in Los Angeles yesterday.
It's nice today, but it's windy. Windy, windy. This is not what anyone wants to hear, is it?
But, you know,
no, nobody believes that about
like,
LA.
I'll just preface this by saying that everyone listening probably doesn't know this, but several summers ago, Max, Eva, and myself were all on vacation together. So I just feel like whenever I'm talking to y'all at this time of year, we should be together somewhere. But at least we're together.
We should be in Italy. In Italy specifically.
We should just follow you, Eva LaRue, wherever you go.
But you know.
Oh my gosh. Joe, we just bought a place down here. Like
what?
Today.
No, Max,
so yeah, you can come on down.
Hey, Proctor,
so it just happened like literally a few hours ago.
Eva, was this after Joe's golf cart flipped over?
Oh, did you see? Oh my God, is that the funniest picture ever? Did he Facebook post that?
He did. It was too much. And, you know, everybody had to comment on it. And, of course, there he is with the golf cart flipped over with the cigar. I'm like, now that's what's up. But, listen, before we get into
exactly
our personal lives, my Twitter is blowing up, okay? Like, you guys have no idea. Everyone is so glad you're here. Did you girls know that they've started a Save CSI Miami petition?
Yes.
And
I'm so
glad. I didn't know this because I'm so excited that they did that. Eva LaRue, can we talk about what you and Max and I were talking about during the break? Can we talk about this? Okay, so three weeks ago.
Wait, before we get there, we got to give them something to tease about because that will save for the last segment. But before we get to that, okay, people want to know. That's why we play the song, Should I Stay or Should I Go? What's happening with CSI Miami? But before we get there, we have a great follower on Twitter. Everyone tweet me, at Max Tucci. Eva's on Twitter, too. Emily, when are you going to be on Twitter? Because that's what everyone
wants. Okay, here's the thing. When I was on last, I was like, I'm going to be on there shortly. I'm actually having my meeting tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., with Omid from Twitter to get on Twitter. I had to sort of follow Twitter for a little while because what people may or may not know about me is that I'm new to technology, even though Callie Duquesne is very good with it. And I had a Crazer, a flip phone, forever. And so I had to learn about Twitter because all I knew of it is what you do, Eva LaRue, which is you take pictures, which seems very advanced, and you're on it all the time. So I needed to follow a couple of people to figure out how I wanna tackle it because I'm not good at these things. So 11 a.m. tomorrow is my meeting. I imagine that by this Friday I'm going to be on.
Oh, cool.
I know. I'm going to have to tweet you, Eva LaRue, and I don't even know what that means.
Please do. You've got to tweet, and then I will follow you. I'll follow you, and you follow me, and we'll be able to see what each other is writing.
Absolutely.
I don't know how to follow someone. Well, yeah, I do. That's what I've been doing. I've been following someone. But
it's
I've been
so
following
easy.
It because they've been telling me how to follow it. I don't
know
how to follow
you
it
know
on
what?
My own.
Will Adam, is Adam coming on tonight, or is he not
Adam.
On?
Adam's
it's his birthday.
Not gonna be here. It's his birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday,
it's Adam.
It's Adam's
birthday. Oh,
it's
my
birthday
God.
Today.
Is it today?
Today.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to call him when we get off the phone. Thank you for reminding me. I completely forgot. Happy birthday, Adam.
I called him earlier.
I think he's in town. I think he's out of town, isn't he?
He is out of town. He did go out of town.
Yeah, he's out of town right now.
But listen,
we were texting back and forth to try to see when would be a good time to get together and have some dinner, all of us. So he was saying that he was out of town, and when he comes back into town before you leave town.
And Adam, we're texting back and forth because, and it ended up getting so filthy, and I'm not going to say who started it because it wouldn't make me look very good, but, and Adam just finally bailed out.
I got to interrupt you all real quick because we have someone from Denmark, Nikki, and Nikki wants to know, let's see what Nikki wants to know. Could I get a hi from Emily for me and my little sister, Erin?
Hello, Nikki. Hello, Erin.
There you go. Eva LaRue and Emily, this is a two-part question. There is a woman on Twitter. We follow her. Her name is Maganella, and she's having twins. Okay, check this out. Twin A is going to be named Eric Michael. And she wants you two to help her name her son, Twin B. Should it be Horatio James or Walter James?
And Wolf is not an option?
It could be. What do you think it should be, Emily Proctor?
Well, I feel like Walter James was the – James is the automatic middle, right?
Walter James, yeah.
But James is – it's Horatio James or Walter?
Or Walter James.
Hmm. I don't know, Eva, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. She's from Denmark?
I don't know where Maganella
is. Maganella is probably not from Denmark, right?
I don't think so.
Well, Walter James is a strong name.
I was going to say Horatio James. But it's very biblical.
And it sounds good with James sounds good.
I'm thinking Cain. I mean, it's Horatio Hornblower, so... That's very nautical. Walter is just a good, solid name.
Yeah, that's a good, solid name. Horatio, if they want to go for the exotic, and then I guess Walter, if you want to go for just a good, strong, you have to think about who they're going to be as a kid and then who they're going to be as an adult. Walter is goes all the way through. Horatio is a better
really
adult name.
Walter really works for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there you go. Hey, Emily Proctor, Nikki loves EC on Twitter, wants you to give her a shout out.
Wait, Nikki on EC?
Her name is Nikki Loves EC on Twitter. And she said, have Emily give me a shout out. So say hi to Nicole.
Hi to Nicole.
And Eva, we've got a question for you. And they want to know, someone wants to know, if the show does not get a new season, what are you planning to do, Eva LaRue? This is an exclusive on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
And by the way, it was sent by me. What are you doing?
Okay, so 3 weeks ago, CBS announced that it was picking up 18 shows, and we weren't
okay. Because wait, not to interrupt you, but my inside sources called me, and they're like, I just came from Warner Brothers, and Eva LaRue is over there, and I was like, what? No.
Oh my god. So I figured. I mean, they said they didn't say we were canceled, but they said we were on the bubble, and I started to freak out. I started to get really scared, and I thought, oh my god, we're going to end up with no job, and they're going to tell us last minute after all the pilot season's come and gone, and I better start sticking my toe in the water. So I started sticking my toes in the water, and I got my toe in one, and it's actually it's a really funny show. But if it, you know, again, if it doesn't get picked up in May, then I mean, all will be told in May. We'll know if CSI is picked up or canceled, and we'll know if all these other pilots are picked up or canceled. So if this is
okay,
first
me ask
position
you this.
On this pilot.
Your first position on the pilot?
Yes, I'm in first position on the pilot. I didn't have a contract
so
with CSI.
I'm so glad you were in Mexico, because if you were here, I would drive to your house and smother you with a pillow.
Well, because none of us have contracts. I don't have a contract with CSI. All my contracts were up. I know. I didn't know what else to do.
I wouldn't leave you there with all those boys.
You want to
know? Oh, my God.
But you've got Taylor.
They never let me work with Taylor because she's too tall and skinny. She's 6 feet tall. I can't be in a scene with her. They can't see me. I have to stand on boxes.
I know. You know what? I have to say, I got really scared, and I just thought, I better really, because even if I kept thinking, you know, even if we get picked up for one more season, I doubt we'll get two because they're making this so tough. I mean, they're making
it so tough for
us to get an 11th season. I doubt we'll get a 12th. So I thought, I better try to get a job. Because I don't know,
12,
you know, I got scared.
Real quick, I got to tell you real quick.
Does anyone know where Mandy Moore lives? Because I could go to her house, and that would mean the show would
Believe me, I was heartbroken, and I felt like a complete traitor. I felt like, oh, my God.
Do Adam and Togo know?
Yeah, they do. I just got a text from Togo today about it, and Adam, we'd already been emailing or texting back and forth, so I just got it last week. I got it at the beginning of the week and then shot it last week.
What did Togo say?
Togo said they both said that they were excited for me. They both said that, you know, they understood
because they
were feeling the same thing.
They are liars.
Well, Togo was out auditioning for stuff, too.
What?
Togo was out during pilot season, and so was Omar.
Doctor, what I want to know is, why did you go out and audition for something?
Because they made me promise not to.
You see,
I went to them, and they didn't, and they said, do whatever you want. They said to me, they told my manager, they said, tell her to go ahead and start auditioning. Because we don't know what's going to happen with the show. I called
CBS
first.
You know what? That's a smart move. I think you're going to have a job, and I'm going to end up sitting here going, oh, my gosh, what am I doing?
I also think, what?
But can you do me a favor? Because we have Nadine,
yes.
2777. Can you say hi to her, please?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Nadine. I see her on my Twitter all the time.
There you go. Well, listen, everyone, we got this in. Maganella has other children named Callie, Marisol, Natalia. Wait, check this out. She's got, like, all these kids.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she might as well name her kid Horatio, then.
She just told me her twin A, okay, is the first name. Oh, my God, I'm getting so many tweets.
Eric.
For a minute. Yeah, and the second twin is going to be, what is it going to be? I have it, like, right here. This is ridiculous.
Well, then she should name him Horatio.
Nope, it's Walter James. Thank you, Eva and Emily.
Oh, my gosh. I am totally behind you 100%. I think that's a great choice.
Now, Emily.
Yeah.
Karina is in Sweden, and she says she adores you. She also has a tiny girl who was adopted as a baby. She's my role model. Thank you.
Wait. Yeah. What was the first part? What was the person's name?
Please let Emily know that Karina in Sweden adores her. I'm also a tiny girl who was adopted as a baby.
I love that. It's the best. Children are the best, no matter where they come from.
Emily.
As long as you don't steal them, that's a bad idea.
Natalie from California. If you get your gifts from your fans.
Are they asking me or Eva?
They're asking you, Emily.
Okay, I am so glad that she brought this up, because sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And I just found out that I got a very nice gift from Erica Young. And someone else who they're trying to find the card, and it's a tricycle for Pippa. And so I wrote it down today to make sure that they find out who the other person is so that I can say thank you.
Well, I have a very specific gift. Periwinkle 88 sent you a Valentine's Day gift that was a mosaic. Did you get it?
For this Valentine's Day?
I would imagine so. I keep getting tweets from Periwinkle 88. Is it this Valentine's Day, Periwinkle 88? Hit us back. I love this interactive show on Twitter. So, Eva, you've got the pilot. Emily, you've just got some fabulous shoes to run around to find the next pilot season.
You know what? There's always in June and July is when all the new pilots have been picked up. That's like recasting season. And it's sometimes better to get recast on something that's already on the air than to wait and hope that your pilot gets picked up. Because this pilot may or may not fly, and if it doesn't and CSI does get picked up, then I'll go back to CSI.
Okay.
for sure.
I was going to say, what? If it's a half hour, are you going to be 3 weeks on, 1 week off? Can you come and work on your week off? Because you should work all the time.
I told Anne that I wanted to. I think I'm only 7 of 13 on this new pilot, and so I already told them that I wanted to be able to go back to CSI and still do as much CSI as I could. And so I had that in my contract, so I can come back and do that at least.
All right, listen, I've got a
It's not a sitcom. It's a single camera comedy.
Well, here's
Eva LaRue, before Max makes us get down to business again, I'm going home at the end of May, and other than that, I'm here. So when you guys are talking about it, just let me know.
Oh, good. When do you leave? When are you leaving?
I think,
you probably shouldn't say that on the air. Well, what are you abandoning your house for all to come in and... I'll text you.
All right, text her. Speaking of texting, I've got a million texts right now on Twitter, and we've got a great listener who's live listening right now in Indonesia. Andrea from Indonesia.
No, cool.
Yes, isn't this cool? She wants to know, Eva first, what's the most weirdest food you've eaten?
You know what? I'm a pretty weird food eater. Like, I'll eat anything. I ate, when I was in Montana, I had a duck stuffed with, I had duck breast stuffed with rattlesnake.
Oh, wow.
And it was really good.
That would be, they're snaking.
You are
snaking. Because the other way, it's a turducken.
A turducken.
When it's a turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken, it's a turducken. So if you had a duck stuffed with a snake, it would be a snake.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, Emily?
That's what I was trying to think. Probably, I'm trying to think of what the word in Spanish is for squid, but it's insutinta. So squid in its own ink, I think, would have to be the weirdest thing I ever ate.
Really? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a listener from Norway, and she wants everyone to know that she's listening. So hi to Melanie from,
I don't know
where you are in Norway, but how you doing? How you doing? So girls, here's my question to you, Eva LaRue. I'm going to ask you first. The lotto was $648 million. We just had an April Fool's on everyone and told them that we had the winner here tonight, and it was a friend of mine, and so April Fool's everyone. But what would be the first thing you would do with the $640 million divided by three and really walking away with, let's say, $200 million?
Whoa. What would I do with it?
Yeah.
First thing. I would have to have a really big, humongous sit down with Joe and probably kind of get together a committee because I would give a whole humongous chunk of it to charity. And I would have to sit down and decide exactly where those chunks were going to go. But they would be big chunks that would go to charity for sure, and I just have to decide what would be the best place for that to go.
Well, we had a Twitterer, and they've asked us to ask you, what charity are you involved with, Eva?
Beckstrand Cancer Foundation, and Joe and I are actually trying to. Right now, it's not national. The scholarship fund is national. So if you have had cancer, or you have cancer right now and you want to go to college, there's usually no money left over to go. So we did start a national scholarship fund, and you can throw your name in the pool there. Which is cool. But now Joe and I are actually trying to take it to different states. So we're trying to start Beckstrand Cancer Foundation branches. Right now we're working on Chicago, and our next one is Dallas. So we're trying to take the whole thing national because there's such a need for people just to stay in their homes. I mean, they're broke because they have to quit their job if they've got cancer, and they're going through all through the radiation and the chemo, the long hospital stays, the 20% copay, and they're broke, and there's nobody to pay. If they can't work, who's paying their mortgage and who's paying their utilities and all that? So it's really a huge need.
All right, we got to ask Emily the same question. What would you do with the $200 million if you won?
I know exactly what I'd do with it. I would, and I'll answer your second question at the same time. I work, one of the charities that I love is the Children's Advocacy Organization, which provides support for children in the foster care system. So when they're going through court or when they just need an ear, and it also funds a gift closet for birthdays and back to school and Christmas. And I feel like there are so many holes in funding for foster care. I can't even believe it. And I feel like that's an area. And I would personally pay to have the music program reinstalled in public schools across America. Because it's just so important, I think. People
Absolutely.
Just really need to be able to feel that. And it's important for all of us. And my primary life, I think, my primary work life is charity, really. But I love the Waiting Child. I love the LA Mission.
Absolutely.
anything having to do with animals. There's a great elephant documentary right now. I'll tell everybody about it because they're trying to get more followers so that they can support this elephant rescue program. It's called One Lucky Elephant. It's a really, really sweet documentary.
All right, and I'm going to ask a quick question because we got to wrap things up here.
I know, sorry. I went on tangent.
That's right. One thing here, everyone, I'm involved with a charity called SOSFlorida.com.
I was just going to say, you would love SOS, Emily. It is awesome. I would start SOSs all over the place if I could do
Here's the thing, Eva LaRue, because Eva LaRue has joined me. She's going to be on Max and Friends again. Emily, I hope we can get you back on because here's the reason why. I'm giving everyone the opportunity to co-host my show with me to interview Eva LaRue. And can we get a yes from you, Emily Proctor?
When is it?
Whenever. We have to come to a date. It's to be determined.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
Okay, so everyone, here's the deal. Go to sosflorida.com. Email them. We have our auction coming up for our event April 21st. If you want to co-host Max and Friends with me, you got to bid. And you're going to be able to interview Eva LaRue and Emily Proctor on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We got to put things
And can
together.
I just say one thing? We should probably do a longer segment because we always run into
We're going to do
problem.
A full hour. We're going to do a full hour.
Okay, great.
Okay, good. Because it's always too short.
Before we do a full – you know, we've been on the air.
With bathroom breaks. I'm just kidding.
And Emily, like, you know, you're already getting in trouble because we're running over time. But, Emily, can you give us a hint of the season finale?
Yes, but I want to just respond to the other question. I didn't get anything for Valentine's Day for this year, so I don't even know why I asked if it was from this year. But things usually get to me about 6 months late. So a hint of the season finale, yeah, everyone gets to go do something at the very end, and I'm not there, and it makes me really sad because if we don't go back next year, I'm going to really be heartbroken. That's the hint.
Eva LaRue, what's your memory of this of the finale season so far?
It was the final sort of drinks at the bar that we all had. And Emily wasn't there for it, which
I'm
was really weird.
You weren't there.
You weren't there for a good reason, but it was weird.
This is what I think, Emily.
That reason could have happened after. I could have been at the bar and left, but I guess they would have thought that was inappropriate.
No, Emily, I think...
I don't know. I thought it was weird to not have all of us. It should have been either all of us or none of us.
I know, and I mean, because if it's the final season, that's it? Really? It's like y'all are there, and I'm, like, somewhere else entirely on the
Emily,
phone?
You're getting ready for your own show. You're doing your own show. Because, everyone, I don't know if y'all knew this, but the show CSI Miami was originally written around Emily's character. So start that petition.
Yeah.
If, in fact, CSI gets canceled, say that you all want
your own
to have CSI.
Let's
CSI
do it.
Have our own spin-off.
CSI.
And then I will come to your house, Eva LaRue, and kidnap you and force you to be on the show.
So
I will gladly be on the show.
And then Max will be on the show.
I could be on the show. Can we confirm or deny that CSI is being canceled? Miami.
We don't know. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. This is what I know. I have some pretty good information that it is a true 50-50 split between New York and Miami. They are going to wait and look at the pilots, and then they are going to decide.
All right. Well, on that note, everyone, go to sosflorida.com, email them there, tell them you want to be part of the whole co-host, Max and Friends, with Eva LaRue and Emily Proctor from CSI Miami. And I love you all for listening, and thank you for tweeting me. I'm sorry we couldn't get all your tweets. Just keep sending them to me. I'll respond as I can. Emily will be on by Friday, fingers crossed. If she's not, tweet Eva and let Eva know, not me. I love you both.
And Em, I'll see you in the next couple of weeks.
We love you, Max. I love you, Eva. What did you say,
Max? A million. I said, honey, let's get together in the next, like, after Easter, that week after Easter.
Yeah, because I'm taking Pippa to see my aunt.
Oh, fun. I don't think Adam's going to be back in town until, like, the 11th or something.
That's when I get back.
All right, girls.
Everyone should toilet paper Adam's house and mine.
Emily,
okay, perfect.
How's Fat Cat Kevin doing?
You know what? He had a little bobble and he got a little sick, and now he is totally awesome. And thank you for asking me that, Max. That's one of my favorite questions that people ask me, is that Kevin.
As was Nikki Loves EC. All right, everyone, we've got to go.
Can I just say one thing? Kevin's going to be 21 in 2 weeks.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Hey, Eva,
I know.
How's Bingo Bongo, Eva?
Bingo Bongo is really good. He's so fat. He's so fat, he looks like he's going to split a seam.
Send him to
he looks like a sausage,
you know,
little sausage casing of a dog.
You know, I'm living in Miami now. This is the crazy part. And, like, You girls are.
You should have Kim Cooney over on the show.
Get together, and then I had to. A bunch of things happened because I got involved in the Miami home design show down here, and I'm doing cooking expos for them, which is a lot of fun. So that's a whole other story. But we'll talk about that when you girls are back on Max and Friends the next time.
Well, Max and Emily, you guys have to come down and help me decorate my new place down here that is completely empty.
Eva LaRue, don't say that because I may be going to work at HGTV.
And awesome!
And we will be down there. We will be like, hello.
Emily,
hello.
If all else fails, you and I will have a show on HGTV.
Absolutely.
And you better bring.
I'm coming to your home and organizing your closets.
Right. And while you have. Wait. Speaking of closets, I know Ronan. I'm going to wrap up. I promise. Don't kill me. But when do you have the chance to have the CSI Miami girls on? And we don't know if the show's going to get canceled or not. So leave me alone. But real quick.
It's true.
Shoes in your closet, Emily Proctor.
How many shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually just went through my closet this last week and took two giant boat bags full of shoes out.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of shoes in there.
Oh, my goodness.
10 seasons of a show to buy shoes, Max.
Well, if all else fails, Emily, you could have an Emily Proctor eBay site and you can.
Right? Oh, my God. I just pulled so many shoes out of there. It's crazy. And they're all so high.
Emily Proctor, I love you both. Adam Rodriguez, happy birthday. My Twitter followers, I love you all on Twitter. Have a great night, everyone. Take life to the max. And I love you all for listening. Eva LaRue and Emily Proctor, love you both. Thank you so much.
I love you guys.
I love you, Max. I love you, Eva.
Love you, Max. Million. Love you, Em.
Bye. I love you guys.
Hit it, Ronan.
Take care. I love you soon.
Ow!
Max and Friends. He says what he wants.